One remains steady despite whatever may happen. Which, again, if that connects with what Krishna Smarana's question was, the person who's actually recognizes what the service is that's being asked of them, they're content in the execution of that service in itself. Now, yeah, doesn't mean that one is supposed to not speak unless spoken to, put a piece of paper over your mouth and don't say anything, because then that, you know, that's a no-no. But, yeah. Steadiness of service, contentedness of heart, feeling reassured that within oneself, my spiritual master will be pleased. Like I just had, I've shared some of this correspondence with Krishna Smarana, but that some devotees in America, just kind of their own accord, they became very inspired to do some book distribution. Congregation members, Indian devotees, going on book distribution in America in the winter. It's very cold, severely cold, but they became inspired. This will please our spiritual master. They didn't consult with their spiritual master. They knew, and they did it. And they're feeling so satisfied. They didn't have to write and say, is it okay if we do this, or now that we did this, are you pleased? They're clear. They're enjoying. They're very happy. They're transcending the cold. They're transcending hunger. They're transcending ego. They're just thinking of the next time they're going to do it. Not, they need a certificate. Anything else?
Asking
for service
can be done after the doing the service that they have been asked from us, or whenever we get an opportunity to ask.
It's a simple enough question, but I missed it. So you're asking for service, and when the service is completed. I guess it depends on the circumstance. Supposing somebody's, let's just give a for example. There was a piece last night. Somebody was assigned to clean the kitchen, somebody's assigned to clean the floors, somebody's assigned to roll up the mats. So they could come before the person that assigned them the service. Is there any further service for me? That's nice. But you know, it's 10 o'clock. Thank you so much. Please go take rest. So one can do that or not do that. Just they understand that's the, and it's Mangalarti 4 o'clock, so I have to finish my service and just go home because all the other services are taken care of. And both would be appropriate. Your question is too general to give a very clear and narrow defined answer. So, depends on the circumstance. It's a nice cordiality to ask. And supposing there is, well now that you ask, actually, there's one final thing. You know, there's the person that normally takes out the trash, they're sick, they couldn't come, it's just sitting over there. If you don't mind, you can just take it over to the so, it's circumstantial. I would say, I would like to answer your question this way, which may not be what you're asking. But it does, it's my experience also, as with Krishna Smarana, that in many cases, asking is not coming out of a place of having completed needed service and then having further clarification needed about that service or getting some evaluation on that service. Rather, my recommendation is this. If you have some instruction, you carry it out heart and soul. And by doing so, what will happen? Krishna will give you some, Krishna will give you some realization of his acceptance of that service. And there may be some realization that you get about perhaps how the service could be improved, but you want clarification about it. You don't want to just speculate or act independently. You want some further clarification. So those, that's appropriate. That will follow, it will follow naturally. And it's something like reading the scriptures very, very scrutinizingly, very carefully and very thoughtfully. That's the instruction. What comes out of that is, you know, some clarity is needed. This says this, but that says that. I'm not sure how they fit together. Now, what you can do is just be patient. In many cases, you read on, or even read something else, and, oh, that's how this and that fit together. Krishna's reciprocation, because of being thoughtful. But supposing that stays, that this, that, and it lingers. And that's a good question to ask. Not just, I've got an itch, so let me scratch it, but in a very thoughtful way, bringing essence and particularly relevant things, present those as further inquiries. Otherwise, you're hearing it. I heard it. Hope you heard it. In most cases, it may very well be, just carry out that service heart and soul. That's the answer. If you come with some further question, any further service, yeah. Do it in greater Krishna consciousness tomorrow. And then greater Krishna consciousness the next day, the next day. Just go deeper in your Krishna consciousness through the medium of that service. That's your service. And then I'm saying, by doing so, some realization will come or some appreciation will come or some detail may come. And don't just, but wait and give the Krishna factor some chance to address and reconcile all that. If it still lingers and remains, and you'd like, just perhaps like to share that realization or your understanding or how to improve that particular service. Those are things that should come back. The nature of a